to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fiery hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good time feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is T, and I forgot to check the audio. It looks right. All right. I was about to say something day, but it's not. Monday. But it is a very special day. It's Monday, and it is over. It's Monday Night Football. Got my purple on in support of my Vikings playing tonight. I'm in support of
the Viking cheerleaders,
football players. But today is National Star Trek Day, and I know that Wesley's just going to be excited. He's going to be super excited. It's World Literacy Day, and just so y'all know, this is like the third time we've done this episode because apparently I didn't record one time, then I did record, and we weren't going to be live, and now we're live. So you're lucky you're live with us on Monday night. Philly Karen is going viral for all the wrong reasons. You guys see what this woman did?
I did.
And football is back. But first and foremost, Father Fortinbay, how are you this wonderful evening?
I am doing well. Look, our Woo Pig Sueys done won another one against the dreaded, what are they?
Red Wolves.
The Red Wolves.
Dreaded. I'd like to play them every week.
Ex-Indians. Although I do have an Indian helmet at the house.
You do?
Yes. My fine brother, who has probably got a Star Trek helmet at the house, he got it for me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what favors he did for the football team to get it, but he got it.
Probably the happiest man in the room. He's going to be sounding like Chewbacca and C-3PO.
That's Star Wars, sir.
Oh, okay. National Star Trek Day.
Oh, man.
Which one is your favorite Star Trek, Wes?
Next Generation.
Next Generation?
Yeah, Next Generation is by far my, yes, by far. Like, Next Generation is by far my favorite. You know, and my favorite is Commander Riker.
Why is number two your favorite?
I don't know. He was the cool. He was the one that had beards when nobody had beards. You know, he was just the cool one. He sat over his chair just perfect. Like, yeah, I tried to mock it as a kid, but I was too short to sit over a chair like
even like a little chair, like a little person chair. You couldn't do it.
No, not even close.
So you try to you couldn't even do it on a little person chair like in a little baby recliner.
He's a step still on the toilet.
Yeah, but that's just so that everything.
That's my squatty potty, man.
That's what I'm gonna say. Squatty potty. That's the right word.
And the man who loves the squatty potty.
There he is, the perfect lead in.
I'm here.
The bourbon nerd.
Welcome, everybody.
He's squatty and he potties.
Wesley has to keep his legs from going to sleep.
The squatty potty. That health wise, that's the best.
That's what I've heard.
That's the most efficient way.
But hey, who else is here leg dangle when you sit on a commode? That's annoying.
No, I think.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I think you're a one off, buddy. I think you're the only one here that
speaking
might.
Speaking of all, his location, I don't know if he moved or what's going on over here.
We moved his camera.
You see me?
Yeah.
And in Bradley C. West.
I'm used to sitting by Jamie, so now I'm having to be
sure. Yeah, but now you can look at Jamie.
He's not looking at Jamie.
He's all discombobulated.
Sammy looks out of whack, too. Marty's perfect.
Always.
I ain't even red.
It's definitely Monday. That's all I can say about that.
So, all right.
Yep.
Star Trek Day. Wes said his favorite Star Trek is
Next Generation.
Okay, I said that wrong. He said his favorite Star Trek character was
Riker. But his favorite Star Trek universe was
Next Generation.
I thought it was all the same universe.
But it is. But
his favorite generation.
Yeah. It said the universe and beyond.
But do you know why today is Star Trek Day?
I do not.
Because today's first day that the first episode ever aired on primetime. What? Black and white with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy as Spock.
I like Spock too.
I am shocked. Just to be honest with you, I am shocked that's what it wants Star Trek Day. Wow. Because there's apparently another Star Trek Day. The day
we'll celebrate that one too.
The Vulcans make contact with Earth on, it's like August something. With Earth for the first time.
Is that like Trekkie Day? Is that when you dress up like a Vulcan? And
I'm sure, but yeah, there's like a day that they make contact.
So
in
do
the
you
show
go to these the, like Trekkie conventions? Stuff?
I go to Spock. You know, I go to cons all the time. I love going to Comic Cons.
Jamie does too, but they're corn cons.
corn cons. You gotta run
cons. Con. C O N.
You got to run backwards to them. That's how you go
to the corn cons. So you go to these comic cons, I guess you call it, or is that what you call it?
Comic-Con.
Okay.
I know.
Well, my favorite, the one I go religiously, is SpaCon down in Hot Springs.
Pretend we've never been to one. Are they all called cons?
Yes, they're all called cons. They're cons is short for conventions.
5 years old.
Cons is short for conventions.
Okay, so you buy a ticket.
That's that boy's convention. I did not know
that. Comic conventions. So Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yes. Makes sense?
Yes, it is blatantly obvious that I've never.
And my favorite I go to is down there in Hot Springs. It's called like Hot SpaCon because it's that, which confuses most people that
are in
because
of Hot Springs. It's a spa.
Yeah, but they think I'm going down there to talk about spas, you know, but it's not. It's what they call
it. So you go to SpaCon.
You dress up.
I don't, but there's plenty of people who do.
What would you dress up as?
Gimli. That's the name of my phone.
You don't even have to dress.
I don't have I just need some armor. If somebody donates me some armor, I would be Gimli all the time.
The octaves of his voice as we discuss this.
I'm sorry, y'all.
And Marty has no idea who Gimli is.
You know
who Gimli is? Or what Gimli that drink you get. Gimli gin or whatever it is.
So
you would go with Gimli.
I would go with Gimli.
Here you go. He is the aficionado. What character would the three of us dress as?
Oh, yeah. You got to pick a character first.
Let's go
with Jamie first. I'm going to bring Jamie up. Jamie, what character would Jamie go as? Would you
say Jamie would be a bard. He would be 100% a bard.
That don't tell me nothing. I don't know any bards.
A bard. He buffs the group. It's the actor or the... He buffs the group. He uses his powers to
make the
fight better or help us out.
Yeah. I said, if I've been struggling, I was like, come here, buddy, let me buff up.
But you, most of them play like an instrument, like a mandolin or something like
Jamie,
that.
You're the official patio bard.
I
have no idea what a bard is. I'm sure there are people out there that know what a bard is.
I can't play a mandolin, but I can blow a hobo.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to move on.
Hobo, Jamie. Oboe.
Maybe we should dress in Vikings and pillage the Comic-Con. We go
in. You just fit right in, like literally.
Marty, what would Marty be? What would Marty be, Wes?
Yeah, what would I be?
Now, you have the universe of comics and characters. And
Marty would be a warrior. And
yeah, but which one, Xena?
No, he would be. Warriors are broken down into several groups.
Bourbon warrior.
Yes,
I am the Bourbon warrior.
I think he'd be a monk warrior. You know, fight with his fist, and he would, you know, he would be a monk.
You're the Bourbon monk warrior.
Yes. He would want to be a monk.
Bourbon monk
yes. warrior.
Okay. So what would Terry be? A golem?
No, I
think golems are little. I thought they were stone people.
He would be like, he would be a cleric.
Like he'd do paperwork.
A giant cleric.
A cleric. No. He would be a cleric. He would be.
I'd go as a cleric.
He'd be like, go to the DMV. We're over fighting. And Terry's like,
be a cleric. Turn in your time.
No, he would be like the healer, Doctor? The healer of the group. He's the religious person.
When I'm thinking about comics, I'm thinking of these superheroes.
Aren't you, Jamie?
I'm thinking more along the lines of.
I was talking about like Final D&D.
The Punisher or Lord of the Rings or, since he's Gimli, Lord of the Rings or House of the Dragon.
If you're the Punisher, Gary would be the punished.
The punished.
So you go to these things, you're dressed up. Well, you're not dressed up, but you walk around.
And like
people dressed up.
Well, yeah. And like my daughter will walk up to him and see someone a character she really likes. She'd be like, I walk up to him and politely ask him, hey, can I get a picture with you?
So what if a crappy costume? What if I got crappy costume?
We laugh at them secretly and
they don't care.
Yeah. Oh, no, we secretly.
They know that they're.
I would walk up to somebody that had a terrible costume and I was like, how long have you worked on this? And just really, and say, it's terrible.
No, I'd walk up and call them somebody different, even though I know who they're trying to be.
Yeah, Sarah, look, you Ewok.
Look, I'm gonna tell them one of my friends right here.
Be like, who are you?
What we need to do? We need to get you a fake press credential badge.
Oh, yes.
Like the patio, he can get one of the hats with the press on the side of it. Yeah, now we'll get you a mic. Y'all go down to interview people while you're down there.
Oh, yeah. There's already podcasts that do that,
though. I'm sure there is.
But we could do it from Life Patio. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
I know you wouldn't.
We can actually walk around with a camera that don't even work.
That's true.
Well, I'd rather
the camera work.
No, we'd like to see.
I'd rather say, I want to see footage.
Yeah.
Let's work on that, Jim. That's your job this week.
That's my job.
When's the date of this thing?
The 20th. I'm leaving out September 20th.
That's like a week from Friday.
Yeah, Saturday. 21st. Saturday. The actual con is the 20th, 21st, 22nd.
Okay. You're going to be 20. There all 3 days?
All 3 days, yes, sir. I stay in a hotel right there at Kennebunk.
So, we got work to do.
What do you do for 3 days? Do they have like gatherings of all the characters? Like we're LARPing. Yeah,
okay.
We're going to LARP down by the lake at about 7:30 tonight.
Okay. Typically what happens is Friday is there's a get together where they announce who all's there for the show.
Oh, like who the stars
are. Who the guest stars are. Oh, okay. The lady from Walking Dead's at this one.
Which one?
The blonde head chick, from the first three episodes.
She didn't walk for three seasons. She didn't walk far.
For the first three seasons.
Yeah. For the first three seasons. Lori. The wife. The blonde haired chick. She was the one that was sniper. What was her name? I can't remember offhand. The blonde
hair. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I watched the show.
So she's still to this day, like 15 years later, her claim to fame is the first three episodes of Walking Dead.
Yep.
No, first three seasons.
Oh, I got you one better than that.
Yeah.
So the star of Voyager, the
queen. I only have 14 watching.
the Vulcan from Voyager.
Yeah.
Star Trek Voyager was a black guy. He was the first black Vulcan. It was kind of cool. His name, they call him Tuvok, right? Well, his claim to real fame was he was in Spaceballs.
Oh.
And he only had one line in Spaceballs.
I know that's what he goes.
We ain't found.
And he comes to Comic-Con.
And he comes to Comic-Cons. And guess what? Instead of all of the other accolades he'd done, they wanted to say one line.
Okay. I got one line. Are they going to have a bottle share?
No, I mean, you could.
Be epic.
Because I want to go.
We could. We could have a bottle share.
You know, we do know some people down there.
Oh, they do have free alcohol, though. They have happy hour.
5 to 7.
Yeah. Yep, 5 to 7.
If it's Embassy, I know
that. Yeah, it is. We go down there and have snacks and drink.
Yeah.
Really bad drinks.
I've been there. It's been there. All right, let's move right along. We're going to talk about this some more. This makes the third time we talk about it. I think that time might be funnier, but. There we go. Philly fan sparks outrage. Y'all see this?
Oh, yes.
I did. And I almost feel bad for the lady. It's been so bad.
Oh, it's been terrible. Marty's never seen it. Let me see if I can get this video.
She deserves some hate, but man.
Yeah, but not the way. I mean, so.
Y'all talking about Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Shoot. Let me turn that sound off. Yeah, so home runs hit at a Phillies game. And this dad goes over and gets the ball, right? I think that's how it played out. And he's got an advertisement playing. Be there a minute. The young boy lost his baseball to the Phillies. Karen has spoken out of his devastation at giving it to that woman that went viral for yelling at his dad. But now they made out too. Let me see if it's still.
They made out.
Yeah. No. They. Here it is.
What?
You show us that video.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Well, there is a video of that too, but it wasn't new.
Here we go. So there's the dad. He went and got it for his son, gave it to his son, said, "There you go, buddy." Looks staged almost.
That may be a dude.
Well, the thing is, I don't think they found her yet, have they?
Yeah, they found fired. Her. Yeah, she
got fired from her job and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, she was an employee.
Hand flick gets me.
Yeah, but she went and took that ball from the kid. So the
I'll take that ball thrown it at her.
Everybody said that she should have thrown it out in the field.
That's what she should have done. But anyway, this lady's lost her job. She just was a Karen. They went after her. Everybody went after her, as expected. Jumped on her. She still managed. No, Jamie, this story says she's unidentified. See, I'd heard the same thing about her losing her job.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
But now, unidentified.
That's what I heard, too. They know who she is.
Saturday, a woman was forced to deny she was the culprit after a case of missing identity led to her Facebook being overrun with angry messages. Now, the owner, and I want to make sure I get this right, RV City donated an RV to the family and paying their way to the World Series.
Well, yeah. The Marlins, or I think they're playing the Marlins, weren't they?
Oh, no, the Phillies, whoever hit the home run.
Yeah, the Marlins. The Marlins, yeah, yeah. They gave him
I saw somebody photoshop the woman and taking the bat from him.
Yeah. So could you imagine being that angry? To go
do not for something like that.
World is the one that gives
you. Well, when you feel entitled your entire life, you expect people just to give you what you want.
Well, he did give her what she wanted. She wanted that bond. Yes. He gave it to her.
He did. Yeah. And people like him, you know what? You're not making issues or not making any better.
Nope. Wes, you got something you want us to try tonight, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. Thanks to Dom.
Well, oh, did he give it? He donated that to the show?
No, he didn't donate it, but he's the one that picked it up. Go ahead. I'll let you, Marty. I'll let the bourbon nerd. He's the bourbon nerd over here.
Marty's also, he is the.
We got some Disco 13.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. What's that mean? You know, you know.
I don't know.
What are we supposed to know?
I really don't know what's so special about Disco 13.
Discovery. Bardstown Discovery 13. Coming in at, what do we know about this bottle?
Yeah, tell me about this thing, because I don't know nothing.
Well, apparently none of us do.
No.
It's 110.8 proof. 45% Kentucky 8-year, 22% Kentucky 9-year, 20% Kentucky 15-year, 13% Kentucky 8-year. It's a yearly.
That's a lot of percentages.
It's a yearly release, right?
It's a yearling.
Is it yearly?
I don't think it is. I think 12 came out like a couple years ago.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think it's yearly.
Yeah, I know.
I heard this may be the last
of it.
The last year.
This is one I've been wanting to try. I never got to try 12.
I would like one of those on my shelf. Fancy glasses as well. I'm not going to call it Glen Cairn because they'll take baseball from me.
Marty, take that ball from me.
Yeah. All right, so.
Small glass.
That's nice pour. So. Man, we might should save this for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we will be live.
I'm glad y'all will be.
We'll be doing Dave Oglesing samples.
Stuff.
Yeah, we got a new thumbnail came out. We'll do barber stuff. We have a new name for our show on Tuesdays. It's called the Bottlecast.
That is awesome.
I don't think no one else called the Bottlecast. If there are, let us know. Y'all all got my number out there. Text me. Let me know.
I forgot there is
something called the bottle cast.
Or double barreled and American and Hungarian oak.
Oh, wow.
As soon as I smelled it, I realized it was.
You could tell Hungarian?
I actually thought
it was Turkish.
I knew it was double oak.
That's pretty good. I think the 11 is better. You know what I get on there? There's a little strange note. It's got to be the Hungarians. The Hungarians left it in there.
Something
left in there.
All right.
That is so good. And to me, that's just, I like how dark it tastes. It tastes dark to me.
There's not a lot going on.
I hate to say that, but I happen to agree with you.
I think it's wonderful.
I mean, it's
got
good,
that,
but
that's pretty fun. 110.
It's not bad.
No, it's. But I wouldn't mix it because there wouldn't be no flavor left, but I mean, there's not a whole lot there.
Dang, Wes, they just sucked out of here.
They did.
Like, it's good, but I mean.
So, do you think otherwise, nerd?
Give us your.
Come on, he has criticized.
Yes.
He has criticized us.
But now, me and Marty usually ride pretty close.
He don't want to hurt your feet.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
So, tell us what you think.
It's got a long finish.
Do you think so?
$150. Yeah, I can still
build it. I don't care what the price is. I don't think it tastes better.
No, I mean, it's not worth $150. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. At least not right now.
Now, that is a good point.
Yeah.
So,
it's a whole different profile than the other ones.
It's so different.
It is. 11 and 12
is so different.
I tried the 12 tonight, too.
Tonight?
Yeah. I tried before I came over here. No, I was a guest.
So I will say this.
So you done been to a bottle chair.
This kind of sort of. To use the.
I'm a toad off on you, man.
Use the words of RJ, that's crushable.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
And Terry said that it's frank. You can't frown on say it, but it's smooth. There's
say whatever you want to.
Dude, I really like it. But
I really like it. That's.
I want to try the other one, the Ferrard.
That on some ice, I drink the entire bottle because it doesn't taste like
much. No, because you didn't pay for it. Let's be real.
Yeah, okay, but it's because I ain't buying it.
No, I can still feel it. Mm-hmm. It's got a long pin.
Yeah, it's got a long pin. Yep. How about some odd story? Odd news.
All right.
Sheriff deputies were summoned to a Florida home where a wild boar crashed through a sliding glass door to wreak havoc on the inside of the house. Lee County Sheriff's Office said that so the deputies responded to a not so typical burglar.
Our Lee County?
Florida, right?
Florida. Okay. Yep.
They're Lee Florida. County.
Florida man. Cam footage shows a wild boar charging at deputies as they attempted to wrangle the porcine perpetrator. Boy, somebody
I know that is such a hard word to pronounce.
Porcine, isn't it? Porcine. Porcupine,
yeah.
Not porcupine.
Because Arkansas is the only porcine.
Yeah.
Mascot. Yeah, that's a hard word to pronounce. I thought it might be our Lee County.
It could be. A baby raccoon that became drunk from eating fermented peaches nearly drowned in a dumpster was rescued by a Kentucky nurse who performed CPR on that.
Did she really? Mm-hmm. I rescued a bunch of raccoons from a dumpster one time.
A bunch of them?
Yes, bunch of them. I went through some trash while I was living in Oklahoma, and I walked to a dumpster with a trash can, and I heard some scurrying around, looked into the whole slew of them things in there. And I was like, well, I can't leave them because, I mean, they can't get out. And my conscience got me. So I found a limb laid down there, and they shoved that limb. I thought
they're
coming after me.
You drop them back in there.
I ran like hell.
Y'all get mad.
It must be rescue an animal day because baby squirrels were rescued in New Hampshire inside a barbershop wall.
Have I ever told the story on here about rescuing the cat?
No, so it's welcome to Fortenberry Story Hour with Jamie Fortenberry.
It's another story. So me and D-Dub are riding on the road, and we see a house fire.
And he's not here.
I've heard him.
He's not here.
You have told the story. Yes. Go ahead. Tell him.
I'll tell it anyway. He's there to finish it. So we're right on the road. We see the house fire. We pull up, and I was a formerly trained firefighter.
You were formerly trained?
I was a poorly trained firefighter, too. But, so I go to open the door, and the house is fully involved. There's flames everywhere, smoke, can't see nothing. And I go around, I'm yelling, I hear a baby crying. And I'm like, well, what do you do? It's a baby crying. So I open the window, and I get closer. This is the room the baby's in. So Donnie puts me on his shoulder. I climb through the one window. I was a lot smaller than
him. Put you on his shoulder?
I was a lot smaller than him. Donnie wasn't going on the house fire. And I go in, I'm on a bed, but you can't see anything. And I hear this baby just crying, you know. And anybody's been in a fire, you know, you do the sweep, and I'm sweeping. I get to the sound. It's a damn cat.
Did you save it?
Oh no.
Johnny,
cut the camera.
Donnie yelling, do you have the baby? And I grab the cat by his neck and I throw him out the window at Donnie. All I get for my reward, my smoke inhalation, the firefighters get there, EMTs get there, and I'm sitting on the side of the road coughing and wheezing. The boy is down the road by himself. The house caught fire. He's like home alone, at like 8 years old. Ran
that
down.
Wasn't so uncommon back in the day.
Eight young, but All they say to me is, you know how the boy said, I had a bird in there too. Did you get it?
No, he didn't. Did you get the bird?
No, I didn't get the bird. I didn't get the bird crying.
Bird you should have told him the cat got the
bird. The cat got the bird.
Yeah. I just said I had them both.
You should have teared up.
I just said I had them both, but the cat ate it.
So if you ever have to go back in time to that moment.
Oh,
you don't have to tell.
If I ran across a time machine, of all the things I do, I'm not going back and getting Bitcoin. I'm going back and doing that.
You go back and say, look.
Save the bird.
Little Jamie. No, I'm going to tell the kid the bird. The cat
yeah,
bird.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Little Jamie, look, there's a kid that's going to ask you a question if you got the bird too. Tell him, say, I'm sorry, son, but the cat ate the bird. That's it. Powerball Mania swept across the nation last week.
Two hit it.
Yep. Split. But check this out. I can't even talk tonight. A Maryland man collects his second big lottery prize in 2 months. He won $39,000 from a virtual horse racing game less than 2 months after he scored $31,000 from the same game. Okay, we didn't see what this dude
virtual horse race. Is that like the duck races we watch?
Probably.
Yep.
That's what bourbon all. That's what Wade does.
Virtual horse race.
Horse racing.
Gotta be fake horses.
Yeah, I mean,
that can't be very different.
I bet it is. It's a duck race just with horses.
Yeah, I think we'd get in trouble if we just ran a whole channel nothing but duck races.
I think we'd try for a while.
I would 100% be on board with that.
Welcome to Wesley's Horse Race Hour.
Yep, I'm fine with Venmo, that. What are they going to do?
And we'll Venmo you out. You're winning. You only keep 10%. We did keep that. Yeah, we just keep that to ourselves. But yeah, I think we can pull that off. Let's see what a little story I got.
Yeah, Mr. Mom thought the same thing you did. I did not think you was saying horse.
So I just
okay.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm talking a little weird this thing.
You are.
So did y'all hear about the guy who's had been married like 20 years and his wife's been vegetable for like 17 of them, and he's been
like, she said one word too.
Yeah, she said one word. No, but
don't say what's on your mind. Do not say it. No, do not say it.
Hold on. I'm gonna help Jamie out here. But anyway, he's been keeping, and this story went out that 17 years he's held vigil with his wife, you know? Well, they had to take the story down because of the comments, you know, because eating your vegetables and all them comments that. Gosh. They had to take the story down. Has anybody
seen where it's becoming not a standard, but a pretty common occurrence now in Canada? They're trading out sex for rent. It's probably going on here too, but now that it's like above board, it's considered a form of payment.
Really?
Well, I did hear today that the average rent, and I think I told y'all this before we went on there, the average rent or home loan is $2,500.
That was a mortgage or rent?
Mortgage rent, between two of them.
Okay.
Average is $2,500 a month.
Oh, jeez. Freaking nuts. You know what? That kind of money,
wow. Yep. Football season.
No.
Tonight, my Vikings take on the Bears. We got about 30 minutes before that starts. Who you got tonight, Jamie?
Oh, I'll put my money on the Vikings.
Just Vikings on the money line. You got them. It's actually an even. It's
yeah, it is. Yeah, but I still, for some reason, it's even. But I still bet on the over under instead of on the spread.
It's the same number.
I don't know why, but spread.
But yeah. And then Wes, who do you got tonight between the
Vikings? I'm taking Vikings straight up.
Okay.
I think Vikings.
Bourbon.
Okay, so I'm taking the running backs and the wide receivers. Touchdowns.
You got burnt last night. If you guys missed it last night, I'm taking the Vikings.
I got to ask this. Why are people so big on the Bears? Early season?
Well, the Bears now have a second-year quarterback. He has a lot of firepower.
Right, and they have a good coach.
Yep.
Supposed to be one of the best offensive minds out
Minnesota
there.
Minnesota has really a first-year quarterback. They got a lot of firepower around him, too. I'm hoping it turns out to be a high-scoring game. That's really what I'm looking for is a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I need all the touchdowns I can get.
You need a high-score touchdown. Yeah. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Everybody gets a touchdown. Yep.
I mean, you bring up good points. I mean, both teams are extremely young. Justin Jefferson's really the only season vet.
DJ Moore is on Chicago.
I forgot he's in Chicago.
He's there. You still got who's the tight end that's over there? It's Jimmy. What's the name still there?
Hey, how good is Green Bay going to be this year?
Ooh, Jordan loves having the season. I thought he was going to have last year.
Jamie, you know, we missed the perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Me and you.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah. How we need our sunglasses and we need to go to the Bears.
The Bears.
Did we do that? We talked about
doing We talked about doing it for a long time. We're going, the Hogs.
The Hogs. It works.
We're going to try to do some shorts.
We missed our perfect opportunity there.
Okay. What else we got? Anybody else got anything? We'll talk about.
So the spread, Arkansas plays Ole Miss. Opening spread was 8.5. Hogs plus 8.5.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
It's going to grow.
This game makes me nervous. Tell you
what, Wednesday night, we're going to make our picks. So this was college picks and release that.
Sounds like fun.
Like the SEC or the?
We'll tell you what. We're going to do five games. I'll pick five games that I think are interesting because there's a lot, and we're going to do those five games, kind of like they do on what's it called?
We'll each do one lock of the week.
Yep, and then each one gets a lock of the week.
We going to do a run and tally?
Might as well.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm on board.
Hey, run and tally.
And we'll even let Gary.
Here you go. The losers go together and buy a bottle for the winner.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
I think that's a good
idea. If you ain't here for a week, you get penalized.
Yeah.
Or you don't
pick. He's taking L.
Yeah.
You're zero. Automatic L.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll do that. Marty, hit that button, I think. I think we're there. I'm going to hit the screen.